going on in my youth right now.
Black gold,
that's
against the wall. Now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Money coming in for me, watch that fall. Black gold, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody stack, but we let it go. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-J. I keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-J. Nobody's seeing me to tell me if my pain is gone. Show some love or be living under the logo. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been spittin' it right since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuckin' with my heart, you be duckin', dodgin' my dog. Now clap with me, they hatin', so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Dust up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class liars, catch me in the C-class, pads like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. You smell that? Sitting more in E-Y. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no crave in the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clack and how we be fly. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You're a mommy of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weights, but you're yours to me. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. Know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black gold, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
This should be on Miss Kiki here, tuned into Roll to Starting Radio's DOE for the basis of the airwaves. And we gonna get it on the poppin' as we always do. Appreciate you rocking with your girl, let's get this show started. And you know, it's Black History Month. And we want to start off with, let me pull it up. Okay. I'm trying to, let's see here. Because, you know, I have things saved. Here we go. And this is a good one, y'all. Now you know. You know, we say, oh, black people don't play hockey. Yes, we do. And here's a Black History fact I didn't know. I knew of one, and he was Canadian. I know of one black hockey player, and he was Canadian. And we're going to honor our black hockey players. And it says, honoring the sports pioneer, Willie O'Ree becomes the first NHL player to receive congressional gold medal. Willie O'Ree became the first black person to ever play in the National Hockey League in 1958. Less than a month ago, his number 22 jersey was honorably retired by the Boston Bruins. He was a Bruin. You gonna be an Islander or a Ranger? You a Bruin? That's all right. So this Monday, President Joe Biden signed the Willie O'Ree Congressional Medal Act in law, which will bestow the hockey legend Congress's highest honor for his extraordinary contributions and commitment to hockey inclusion and recreational opportunity. Yep. And it says by July of last year, lawmakers unanimously passed the bill through the House and the Senate. It's unclear when O'Ree will receive his award. The Congressional Gold Medal is awarded to individuals, institutions, or groups in recognition of their distinguished achievements and contributions. It has been awarded to black monumental figures such as Orville and Wilbur Wright, Jackie Robinson, Thomas Edison, Martin Luther King Jr., and Coretta Scott King. O'Ree's the first player in NHL history to have been honored with the prestigious medal. This esteemed honor is befitting Willie O'Ree, a pioneer whose impact on hockey has been groundbreaking, profound, and enduring. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman said in a statement Tuesday, a true pioneer trailblazer, O'Ree can add another achievement to his list of accolades, the first hockey player to receive the Congressional Medal in its nearly 250 years history. Congratulations, Willie, and well-deserved. The New Brunswick native has had a large impact on youth, inspiring more than 130,000 boys and girls to play the sport. He helped establish 39 grassroots hockey programs and served as the NHL's Director of Youth Development and Ambassador for Diversity. Since 1998, he has been an ambassador for positive social change, using hockey as a platform to build character, teach skills, and impact the values of hockey, perseverance, teamwork, and dedication. Commissioner Bettman. Rep. Mike Quigley, a Democrat from Illinois, is one of the co-sponsors of the House bill, strongly believes in this decision. The president signing this bill yesterday means that the work O'Ree has done will never be forgotten, said Rep. Quigley. He has left a permanent mark on the sport, and I can think of no better way to thank him than to honor him with the Congressional Gold Medal. Congratulations, Willie O'Ree, just in time for Black History Month. The accolades keep pouring in for Black NHL Pioneer. Now, before I read this, you heard me say that the only black NHL player I knew, he was from Canada. That's the only black NHL player I knew. Congrats to Mr. Willie O'Ree on getting his Congressional Gold Medal. We gotta dig more into the history crates for black history, because there's a lot, they don't teach this in school. So there's a lot of black history facts we don't know. He was the first African-American or black person to play professional hockey. I wish he played for my team, but it's okay. Now, that was some black history facts, also some sports facts as well. And here's something because we're going to stay in the sports realm. So, there is a coach by the name of Brian Flores. Well, technically, he's not a coach, but he was a coach at one point. And he got fired by the NFL. Right before he was supposed to interview with the Giants for their head coach position. So he's suing the NFL. Right, so he's suing the NFL. But this article I'm going to read to y'all is, how you say it, the stab in the back. And I think this is partly one of the reasons why he's suing. It says, New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick accidentally texts Brian Flores to congratulate him on New York Giants job, thinking he was Brian the Ball. It says, New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick accidentally texts former Miami Dolphins coach Brian Flores to congratulate him on getting a job with the New York Giants, thinking he was Brian the Ball. According to an explosive racial discrimination lawsuit filed by Flores against the NFL and multiple teams, Flores' class action lawsuit filed Tuesday takes aim at the league's diversity hiring mechanism, the Rooney Rule, claiming that the NFL remains rife with racism. The Rooney Rule, an affirmative action measure established in 2003, requires NFL teams to interview diverse candidates for head coaching positions. At the center of the lawsuit, Flores' attorney included a text from Bill Belichick on January 24, congratulating another coach on the job coaching the Giants, 3 days ahead of Flores' scheduled interview for the Giants' job. According to the lawsuit, Belichick texts Flores, sounds like you have landed, congrats. Flores asks Belichick if the Patriots coach knew something he didn't, and Belichick responded by saying that he heard from Buffalo and New York Giants that you are their guy, screenshots showed. Flores then asked Belichick if he thought he was talking to current New York Giants coach Brian the Ball, who was the Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator at the time. Sorry, I fucked this up, Belichick responded to Flores. According to screenshots, I double-checked and misread the text. I think they are naming Brian the Ball. I'm sorry about that. The representative of Belichick all did not immediately respond to inside the request for comment. And here is, they show you the text from Brian Flores and Belichick. It says, sounds like you have landed, congrats. Do you hear something I didn't hear? Giants. I interview on Thursday. I think I have a shot at it. Got it. I hear from Buffalo and New York Giants that you are the guy. Hope it works out if you want it to. That's definitely what I want. I hope you're right, coach. Thanks, you. Coach, are you talking to Coach? Are you talking to Brian Flores or Brian the Ball? Just making sure. Sorry, I fucked it. Okay, and then there's more, and then it says, sorry, I fucked this up. I double-checked, and I misread the text. I think they are meaning the Ball, I'm sorry about that, BB. And then it says, thanks, BB. Oh, he said, thanks, Bill. So, now, yeah, that's what Bill Belichick said. That is fucked up. And no, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to say as Belichick said it, fucked up. Because if he was supposed to, he said, when did he say, when he got this text, he said, I interview on Thursday. So you telling me before they even interviewed Brian Flores, they already made a decision on picking Brian DeBall and didn't even consider contacting Brian Flores and say, sorry, we're not going to take the interview with you. We decided to go with DeBall. I would, you know, if I'm vying for a coach's position, an interview set up, and then I get a text like that, that Belichick sends, they tell Belichick they're hiring DeBall, but don't tell Flores that he's not getting the position, that there's no need for the interview on Thursday. Yeah, NFL, you fucked up. NFL, you fucked up. Because you're right. He has a right to sue. Because, and DeBall's probably white. Now, if DeBall was black, I'm sure he wouldn't really have that much of an issue. He still would have an issue, but he wouldn't have as much of an issue if DeBall was black. And I doubt it if Brian DeBall is black. But for you to book an interview with me and then turn around and hire someone else and then not tell me you hired said person and say that, well, that there won't be no interview for Thursday. Now, let's just say Bill Belichick did not send that text, right? He doesn't know that they hired DeBall. So that means when Thursday come, he's going to an interview for no reason. They already hired a head coach. Giants still going to suck, but they already hired a head coach. If I put it in the perspective of radio, right, you know I do all the shows on the station. And besides Six and Road, which I have my boy Six with me when I do that, all the other shows I do all by myself. Now, let's say I want to add another host. And I got two candidates vying for the position. And I like one more than the other. And let's say Six texts the wrong one that got the job of taking grads on getting hired on Road to Stardom Radio. Right? Just like how Brian responded, let's say that person responds and it's like, I didn't even have my interview yet, so I'm already hired. You see what I'm saying? Like, if we put this situation in radio, yeah, that would be more or less who I'm going with, but he wouldn't call them or text them or tell them they got the job unless I asked them to do it. Why the Giants telling Bill Belichick that one of their coaches is now getting the head coach position with the Giants? Why are they telling that to Bill Belichick? That's what I'm not understanding. Is why you tell, before you even tell Brian Flores, there's no need for the interview on Thursday. You're telling Bill Belichick you already hired somebody. And because he got the two Brians mixed up, he sent the message to the wrong Brian. So that means that either Belichick didn't tell him because they never got the position for. Why the hell am I interview with you knowing you're in the position? That makes no damn sense. Why? Because of the Rooney rule that you gotta take the interview? Fuck that. But before he even as head coach, and why? I'm sorry, Brian, you gonna get fired. Brian the ball, you gonna get fired. If the Giants ain't winning, they gonna fire you. Yeah. Sorry to say it to you. That's what's going to happen. They're going to fire you. Well, that's some shit. So, to set up an interview with a business and the business go with someone else, but don't tell someone else and because you and that person have the same first name, they sending you the congratulations when it's supposed to be the other one. That's messed up. To me, that's messed up. That is truly messed up. The Giants is wrong for that. They are really wrong for that. They are really wrong for that. I'll be mad as hell, too. I know a lot. Those who are into sports will understand what I'm saying. Not into sports, you're not going to understand. You're not going to understand. Just like, you know, the NFL is not hiring back Kaepernick, giving Kaepernick a shot, but they hiring all these other bum players back into the NFL, but won't give Kaepernick a shot. Yep. Now we're going to go from sports. We're going to go from sports to entertainment. And so recently, R&B singer NDRE pulled some music off of Spotify because of Joe Rogan's podcast. Yep. She wants Spotify to take down his pod. Her and other people want Spotify to take down his podcast. And Spotify is not going to do it. Let me tell you something about businesses, right? When they have a cash cow, that's controversial. They're not getting rid of their cash cow. Nope, they're not getting rid of their cash cow. So it says, this is what the article says. It says, NDRE posted on Spotify over Joe Rogan's racially insensitive remarks about black people. It says, while Nick holds his music on Spotify music platform, over Joe Rogan's controversial comments on the corona pandemic. Soul singer NDRE is pulling her music because of Rogan's problematic language around race. On Tuesday, Ari took to Instagram to explain that he is joining Young and boycotting Rogan, but over his recent comments about how weird he thinks it is to call someone black or white based on their skin tone. Neil Young opened a door that I must walk through, Ari wrote in her post. I believe in freedom of speech. However, I find Joe Rogan problematic for reasons other than his COVID interviews. Okay, let me, I'm trying to, because I know there's more to the article, but it's not letting me scroll. Yeah, there we go. So this is what her Instagram post said. I've decided to pull my music from music and podcasts from Spotify. Neil Young opened the door. I know I read the part that I must walk through. Okay, we read that part. But there we go. I guess it's still loading the article because I don't blame her. If he's saying shit that's insensitive, then I don't blame her. But like I just said, Spotify's not getting rid of their cash cow because of him, his controversialness. They are making lots of money off of him. This is what she also said. She also correlated the debate around the Spotify, what Spotify pays music artists, and the $100 million they're paying Rogan for hosting his podcast, the Joe Rogan Experience on his platform. She says paying musicians a fraction of a penny and him $100 million. I don't know what just happened. I lost my article. So they're paying Rogan $100 million to do his podcast while artists who put their music up on Spotify are getting a half of a penny. Not a whole penny, but a half of a penny. You know what I'm saying? Not a whole penny, but a half. You know, I mentioned this before that I wanted to be an artist, a singer. And hearing what these artists go through will deter me from doing it, because they don't do it now, but back in the day they used to pick. So like pit artists against each other. I don't think they do it as much now, but so. Like, if I came out with a song, they would pit my song against Beyonce. So, that means I'm going against Beyonce on the, you understand what I'm saying? Who do you think is going to sell more, me or Beyonce? Beyonce is. And this is why a lot of artists' music, even though they were good artists, didn't sell the way record labels thought it would. They're pitting Yasmin and Beyonce's in the same category, R&B, but that doesn't mean you pit us together. You understand what I'm saying? Because people are going to gravitate to her more than they will me, no matter how good my music is. You understand what I'm saying? They would rather see Beyonce in concert than come see me. Because one, I'm a new artist. They don't know me yet. So, you know what I'm saying? there are some who's gonna listen and not pick, you know, on their own terms, not pick me against Beyonce. And then you got the legends like Patty and Gladys who are putting out new music, but trying to compete with the younger artists. There's no need to compete. For the legends who are still making music, you don't need to compete with these younger artists because fan base never went nowhere. I'm saying, all you fans you had when you started, those that are still alive, because you know, are still there. And what I mean, they try to compete with the youngins, and they try to have their music sound young to attract the youngins to listen to their music. No. Keep your sound the way it always has been. Your fans ain't go nowhere. You know? So, yeah. Spotify better get this together. Because there we are. And you know, I mean, ain't going to be the only two taking their music off. And because of Joe Rogan, there's going to be some more following suit. And it's going to cost you money. You're not going to gain, you're going to lose. Yep. So, like I said, that's that part I left off at where it says, paying musicians a fraction of a penny, and him 100 million are equipped. This shows the type of money they are. I said money, I mean the type of company they are. And the type of company they keep. I'm tired. Ari's statement comes 1 week after musician Neil Young penned an open letter announcing the removal of his music from Spotify due to Rogan continued sharing of vaccine misinformation. With Rogan's podcast being Spotify's most popular podcast of 2021, the platform has been sticking beside him. Told you. He is their cash cow. Yes, there's other podcasts that makes them money. Rogan is their biggest cash cow. So you think I'm going to get rid of my cash cow? No, I'm not doing it. And if you only pay a fraction of a penny, you need to pay the artist more. That's putting their music up there. You need to do better. Do better, Spotify. And it says that says days after Neil Young's announcement, musician Mitchell and Niels Lofgren announced they're also pulling their music from the platform for the same reason. See, you got Joni Mitchell and Neil Lofgren. Those are some old school artists. And they got classic music that they're taking down. And I don't blame them. And who cares? You keep spewing misinformation and Spotify letting that play on their platform. Because, like I said, he's the cash cow. It's like to Spotify, he's the cash cow. This is replaceable. So, they don't like it. Oh, well. Yeah. I don't blame him. Because if I was in that position, I'd do it too. So some people might say, well, what Joe Rogan is saying got nothing to do with me. Yes, it does. It affects you and everybody around you. He's giving misinformation about Corona. You know what I'm saying? And when you give out misinformation and people follow what you do, what you say, somebody's life is, because they're following what you said, their life is in your head. Or, technically it's not in your hands, but just like Trump was telling people to drink, to take ivermectin for the coronavirus. And people follow what Trump said and took it. Which is stupid. Because it's a horse dewormer. It's something you give your horse when he has worms. Yep. So so remember we talked about, and I think on Six in a Row we talked about the two men, the father and son duo who killed the Ma'arari. They tried to get a plea deal and the judge was not having it. So it says, judge rejects plea deal for Ma'arari's murderers. A federal judge has denied the plea deal of Charles and Greg McMichael, two of the three men who are being charged with federal hate crimes, charges after chasing down and shooting Ma'arari. The men have already been found guilty of murder, but the federal government wanted to add a hate crime to the sentencing. It is my decision to reject the plea agreement, U.S. District Judge Lisa Woods said on Monday, and this in this case, it is up to hear at sentencing from all concerned, including the victim's family, before deciding on what punishment best promotes all of the factors set forth in our federal citizen statute. She went on to explain that she wasn't comfortable accepting the terms of the plea agreement after multiple objections from her family. The court went into recess so the two men could confer with their lawyer on the next steps. Thank you, Judge Wood, for denying it and letting it stand as a hate crime. But you're going to say, oh, yes, we killed them, but it wasn't racially motivated. It wasn't a hate crime. Get out of here with that bullshit. Okay. So, you get caught by the police, get arrested for a crime you didn't commit, and do 20 years in jail. And you finally get exonerated after doing 20 years in jail. And the reason why you did those things when you shouldn't have is because your twin sent you up the river. Yes. Here we go. It says, Chicago man released after serving two decades in prison thanks to a confession from his twin brother. Having a twin sibling can come with many advantages, but rarely does one of those include getting you out of a multi-decade prison sentence on the count that you look alike. That that oddly enough proved to be the case for a Chicago man serving 54 years for a gang-related shooting, whose prison sentence came to an end last week after it was discovered that his twin brother had committed the murder all along. It only took them nearly 20 years after his sentence to figure it out. Because according to the NBC News, 44-year-old Kevin Duggar was sentenced back in 2005 for what was previously believed to be his role in a deadly 2003 shooting that left one man dead, another wounded in uptown Chicago. He would go on to spend nearly 20 years in jail before the shocking confession from his twin brother, Carl Smith, came in the form of a 2013 prison letter. Says read up on everything, how everything came to a head. Below we, okay, it says, initially the admission had little impact on Duggar's case, with the judge ruling in 2018 that Smith's confession was not credible and declining to offer his twin a new trial, according to the Chicago Tribune. Smith had been denied an appeal himself, as he was serving out a 99-year sentence for a home invasion that saw a child shot in the head. Prosecutors questioned the motives behind his confession, telling them that he came forward after a court upheld his own conviction for attempted murder, the Chicago Tribune had reported at the time. A lawyer with the Northwestern Pritzker School of Law Center on wrongful conviction took Duggar's case back to court, however, and after Tuesday's ruling, he will have a second chance to prove his innocence. His brother is serving 99 years. He served 20 for a crime he didn't commit that his twin committed. Why would you do that to your... And I don't know at the time this happened, if their mom was still alive. Do you know how hurtful that is? If that your sibling committed, even if you ain't just sibling and twins, but y'all do resemble each other, to be convicted for a crime you didn't commit and to find out this whole time that you sat in jail, that your sibling committed the crime, and that you get framed for it, that's messed up. That is messed up. That is truly messed up that you would do that to your twin. Says Duggar's lawyer Ronald Stewart said the judge granted his release last Tuesday on the signature bond pending trial, describing his client's first moments as a female to NBC by stating, "It was gratifying to watch his tears roll down his cheeks and their cheeks before their tears fall on their faces because it was about seven below. The weight now comes down to whether or not the Cook County State Attorney will drop the case against Kevin Duggar or give him another trial, which would save apply to by stating it's clear that he's innocent, but if they persist, he will go to trial and he will vindicate him at trial. I got twin cousins. And they are, I think, fraternal twins, but still in all, the fact that you would send your own brother to jail for a crime you committed, and what you want to tell your brother, oh, I only did it because I didn't want to go to jail, but you wound up in jail anyway. Wow. That gives a new, that right there, that story right there gives a new meaning to brotherly love. Because you don't love me, you doing that. You did that to me, you don't love me. Now what if the whole time his mom was, you know, he said, "Mom, I ain't do it. I'm innocent." And the mom spent all the rest of her days trying to get her son out of jail, and she couldn't. And what if, I don't know if their mom's passed away, but what if she did? To be in jail for 20 years and then get a letter saying your mom's passed away and you couldn't be there. I mean, like I said, that gives new meaning to brotherly love. Yeah. Yeah. So here's something, and I know some of you tuned in probably will agree with what I'm about to read. You probably will agree with what I'm about to read. It says, Texas manager says, no sagging, no do-rags, or wave cap. Sign is a reason, but isn't it? This is a place called Bentley's. It's Bentley's Beer Garden, and it's in Texas. And it says no sagging of pants or shorts, no do-rags or wave caps allowed. Now, that's what the sign says. Now, if I don't know what a beer garden is, a beer garden is an open... it's an open area. You know how, like, you go to the park and there's, like, picnic tables scattered around the area? That's basically how Bear Garden is set up. You got different tables scattered around. You got the place where you get the beer. You might have food trucks there because they don't have a kitchen. So they have food trucks there so people can buy food from the food trucks. Right? So this is what the article says. It says, it's well known in the Black community that certain styles of dress, particularly styles created by us, are stigmatized as thuggish, ghetto, or otherwise unbecoming. For example, around the time Trayvon Martin's killing was heavily in the news, there was a national-style discussion on whether or not young Black men were doing themselves any favors by continuing to wear hoodies and considering how the article clothing is often associated with gangsters and thugs. Often absent from that discussion was acknowledgement of the fact that hoodies were never exclusively worn by gangsters, but as they have also always commonly been worn by regular Negroes. The negative association and perception of Black styles of dress are racist. The end. So it's probably understandable why people are calling owners of a Texas restaurant racist for displaying a sign that reads, sagging of pants or shorts, no do-rags or wave caps allowed. Kimaya Factory, a local activist who serves as executive director of Black Freedom Factory, according to Raw Story, called out San Antonio's Bentley's Beer Garden and the restaurant sign in a tweet earlier this month. Oh, so they have a restaurant as well. And, okay. Looking for a racist bar to attend in San Antonio, but it's big on got it covered. Factory wrote, discriminating against black hair products slash styles is the anti-blackness for me. Reading this tweet, you can almost hear white people collectively groaning that why does everything have to be about race? Groans, but those white tears won't drown out the fact that the restaurant sign didn't include ripped jeans, worn tennis shoes, rugged baseball caps, or other things associated with white men who dress down when they're out. Also, we're not going to ignore the curious AAVE like dropping of the G. Yes. So, and for those who don't know what AAVE is, it's African American Vernacular English. So, that's what it is. Who wrote this article? I hate when articles make mistakes, because then when you read it, the sentence doesn't sound right. Because it says here, factory told that she wanted to share, told that, it's supposed to be told that she wanted to share the image because the bar's policy targets the civic dress styles commonly associated with black culture. Bars are places that people should be able to go to enjoy themselves and unwind. She continues, this kind of sign further marginalizes its patrons that enter that bar and are seeking a safe experience from racism. Still, the restaurant manager, EJ Rodriguez, insists the sign isn't racist at all. Wait a minute. The manager's name is EJ Rodriguez. That's not a black last name. It is a Latin last name or Hispanic last name, right? And Hispanics get discriminated against too. That's why I'm like, when I read the last name, I'm like, he of all people should understand. But no, he says it's not racist. So we're not racist by any stretch of the imagination. We just don't want that at our bars. Rodriguez told Express News, adding that he wears wave caps and jewels, just not when he's out on the town. They're not made to come out to the club or to wear in public. Rodriguez, who has clearly never been to a club in Atlanta his whole life, continued, they don't come into our bar because it's just unacceptable in society today, period. Okay, calm down, bruh. Your bougie-ass bar rules isn't reflective of all of society, unless you're really only talking about white society, but that would make you racist. Well, him trying to say the establishment he works at is not racist with putting that sign up. Why he couldn't put the G at the end? If they're not racist, why he take the G off the end when spelling sagging? If it's not racist, why he can't keep the G on here? These businesses need to be honest with themselves. You know you don't want black people in your establishment. So you create this sign to deter them from coming into your establishment. So let's just think about it. You can't wear a do-rag, no wave cap, no sagging pants. So you are trying to deter black people from coming into your establishment. That's basically what that sign is saying without actually saying it. But you're not racist. I digress. If I was in Texas, I wouldn't even go. I don't drink beer anyway. So. I wouldn't go there. Okay. Yep, so I'm doing some stories, the articles I want to share with y'all. Let's see, some Black History News, some more Black History News. Because the Detroit office to be named after Aretha Franklin. If the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, begins in her hometown of Detroit, local post will officially be after the late I don't know.
Your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
I don't know what's happening, y'all. I do not know what just happened. It's telling me press the 1 if I want to start my show. I'm already logged in. This is crazy. But congratulations to Aretha Franklin for getting her now you and now for those that live in Detroit that say Uber or take a cab. That is a Black History moment, in fact. And the theater in town is named after her. Oh, I love it. But I wish she would have got these accolades while she was still alive. You know what I'm saying? Yep, I wish she got these accolades while she was still alive. Okay. So. Okay. So, earlier today, earlier this morning, rather. You know, I had this, I won't say it was a weird dream, but I had a dream. And the way the dream was playing out was like, I wouldn't say weird to me, but it was kind of strange. You know, and it made me think of when me and my boy Six, when we do Six in a Row, sometimes we do scenarios where we give you a scenario and you answer what would you do in that scenario. So I said, you know, I was going to do a TikTok video and share the scenario and get people to duet me or stitch it and give their answer to the scenario. Now, I want to share the scenario with y'all. So, in this dream I had, I'm dating someone new, still cool with the ex. Ex is with someone new. But the crazy thing is that in the dream, I run into the ex, right? Ex gets into his car, the new girl is in the car. And she says to me that she's pregnant with his baby. Now, I know a lot of you women probably can relate, will relate to this, because I'm sure you've been in relationships where you dated someone for a long time and you kind of had the discussion about having children, and he might have told you he's not ready to have children, and you're like, okay, I can wait till he's ready, and then we can, you know, have kids. And then something happens, break up, so there's no need to, you know, go and have the discussion again about having kids because y'all broke up. But, you know, he tells you, you know, he's not ready. But when he gets with the new person, after y'all just now, he gets with a new person, and it hasn't even been a year yet since you broke up, and the new person he's with is pregnant. Now, I know a lot of you will be mad as hell and will feel hurt, because when y'all had the discussion, he said he wasn't ready, but y'all break up, he dates someone new, and all of a sudden, this new chick is pregnant, having his child. Could be his first, could be his second. It don't matter, the fact that she having his child. Right? So, in my dream, the new girl persisted tell me that. Now, I'm trying to, in my dream, I'm trying to stop the ex from drop, because he was going home. And you know, when you're at a party, you know, people have fun, they drink. And, you know, me, I didn't want him to drink. I didn't want him to drive because he was drunk. I wouldn't say drunk, but he was drinking. I didn't want him to drive. The new chick didn't stop him and was going to let him drive. Well, let him drive him or her home when he's been drinking. But what's crazy about the dream is that you turn away, and when I turn back, the girl was out of the car, and he then drove off. But what happened was, she got out the car, but he drove off, and as soon as he turned, he got into an accident. As soon as he turned from where we were, he got into an accident. So, this is my question to those that are listening. And you don't have, you can, this is my question, and I'm going to give you my answer. But this is my question. Would you, even though you're not together, would you let your ex drive home knowing that he's drunk, or tipsy that he shouldn't, or he's in need. I don't want to say drunk, because he wasn't like stirring his words or anything in the dream, so I won't say drunk, but still in all, he had enough that it would impair him for driving, but I wouldn't say he was drunk. Would you ask ex-girlfriend, or even if you switch it to the ex-girl and her new man? Like, if you're a guy, you can switch it to the ex-girl and her new man. And this is my question. Would you let, even though you're not together no more, they're in a new relationship, would you let your ex drive away knowing they was impaired to drive? Would you let drive away? Would you let them drive away even knowing that they was impaired to drive? Too impaired to drive. I won't. But the thing that got me in the dream is like, if they were riding together, and why does she jump out the car and let him still drive off, and then he crashes and gets into an accident? And I know people probably thinking, I'm sure she's mad because the new girlfriend told her she's pregnant. But something that came to my mind when I thought about it. One, no, I would not let my ex drive knowing that he's had too much to drink to even drive, that he can get into an accident. I wouldn't let that happen. Because even though we're not together doesn't mean I don't still care. I wouldn't let him drive knowing he's too impaired to drive and that he can get into an accident. And for her to be the new girlfriend and to jump out the car and still let her to be the new girlfriend, jump out the car and still let him drive knowing he shouldn't be driving, that's fucked up of her. That he because it doesn't matter who you're dating. It could be same sex. It doesn't matter who you're dating. If you know your man or woman is too intoxicated to drive and they're driving, but you still let them drive and you're not even in the car with them, that means you don't care about them. Because there's no way in the world, one, that I would get into a car with someone who's too intoxicated. Two, let them drive knowing that they're that intoxicated. I would never let that happen. See, I would never let that happen. But I think deep down, not deep down, well, I think inside, I probably will be feeling hurt for the new girl that just come out of nowhere and say to me that she's pregnant. Like, I don't even know you. I know him. I don't know you. If you just jump, just throw it in my face that you're having his baby, it makes me feel like you're trying. You know how the people that when you tell them something, some good news, that they try to one-up your good news by saying that, by something that they know will one-up what you're saying. It's like her throwing that in my face that she's having his baby was trying to one-up me. But see, what you new girls don't understand, even though as the ex, they may not want them, Like, even though I was the ex, I don't want him, but I can still have him if I wanted to, though. And that's what you new girls need to understand. That if I wanted to, I could still have him. Like, if the person I'm dating moves on, we break up, they move on. But if we have a discussion about having children and you tell me you're not ready and then you get with the next person and they wind up pregnant and you told me you wasn't ready and our breakup hasn't even been a year yet, I'm gonna be mad. I'll be calling you all types of names. I'm not going to tell it to you in your face, but I'm going to tell you other. Because, and then you have to think about it like this. Fellas who do this, that woman, your ex is going to think there was something wrong with her, and that was the reason why you didn't want to have kids with her. She's going to have that thought in her mind. Even though it wasn't her, nothing to do with her, it's just that she's going to have that thought in her mind. Because the one thing she wanted from you, you gave to somebody else. It's like, damn. You gave someone else the opportunity that I've always wanted with you. And then the relationship doesn't work. And you know what's crazy? And most of the time, the relationships don't work out. So now he's stuck with a baby mama. Yep. I just wanted to share that. Because I'm like, I don't know what made me dream that, but that's what I dreamed. And but I'm like, how did the girl get out the car and he still drive? That's your man. Your man is leaving you. And then you let him leave. He's intoxicated. You're letting him drive intoxicated knowing he can get into an accident. Yeah, something wrong. Something wrong with you. Yep, something's really wrong. If that happened, if you let that happen, something's really wrong with you. That means you don't really care about him. Yep. How much time we got left? We got... you know, I'm going to call it a night. I appreciate you rocking with your brother as always. For BOE, for the pages of the airways. The next show is The Experience. 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with you, that where you get nothing but the best in indie music. And so all my indie artists out there that want their music play, all you guys do is say, yep, that's 201-399-2014. That's 201-399-2014 to get your music played. And if you miss any show on the radio, all you guys do is go to blogtalkradio.com. BlogTalkRadio.com, or you can just Google World of Stardom Radio to see the many platforms we are on, or just listen through the World of Stardom Radio's Facebook page. Also, I forgot to mention, you can go to worldofstardom.net as well when you want to ask me how to get airplay. The next promotion business show is the 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's where you, the entrepreneur, the business owner, artist, anyone with a remote can call us at 347-202-318. That's 347-202-318 to promote what you got going on. And if you would like to make a donation to the station to help keep it going, you can do so by going to paypal.me/worldofstardom. That's paypal.me/worldofstardom. Or you can do $worldofstardom on cash. At Road to Stardom on Venmo. And Zella's Road to Stardom 2010 at gmail.com. Make sure in the memo section you put that as a donation. I'm going to get out of here because My eyes is tired. So I'm going to say peace, one love. I appreciate you. Bye-bye now.